is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Grosvenor Medical Center, Jazz in the Gardens, Click, Marco's Pizza, Pinter Tile, Printmasters, Ron's Electric Motors, The Water and Sewage Corporation, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful February 11th, 2025. This Tuesday out here, guys, I hope that you're doing well. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Whatever you're doing out here, anniversary, happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating, I see people that celebrate the anniversary of their separation. Like, oh my God, I've been with this woman for 10 years. Today was the day I left her. Great day. Well, if you're celebrating that, whatever you're celebrating, my God, I left a man. Great day. Whatever you're celebrating, I want to be able to celebrate with you and be happy that all of us are in the land of the living. You can hear me. I can't hear you, but I can feel you out there. We're out there doing a great deal of things, guys. I hope that you're well. And we're going to dive into some good conversations today. I want you guys to be able to join with me, join in with me. I had a guest, and I ain't had a guest no more. And he texted me, told me he was interested. He wanted to do it. Set a time. I asked him if he's coming. He's not coming. I'm not going to fight him. It's a beautiful day, guys. Grateful to be here with you. Always being able to chop it down and being able to talk like this. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Get your car insured. If you're in that kind of a space, make sure you got that thing taken care of before you hit the road because it ain't going to be that kind of thing. You got to out here. If you're sliding on the road, you hit one of those curbs, especially when you're coming up Blue Hill Road. Watch me. Watch me. You're headed up Blue Hill Road from East-West Highway. You hit Blue Hill Road. You're headed south. You hit that curb right there by the insurance company. Bang! You got a ticket. You need to stop. Get yourself prepared and get that thing taken care of. If you're back there, you're in town, you try to be able to be slick. You say, let me pull through these particular corners. They will never know. You pull off Shirley Street. You go in the front there by Gray Cliff. Then you turn that curb by, I think that's Xavier's Church, hey? What's that place right there? The National Art Gallery. You take that left right there, bang, you got a ticket. I just try to be decent with you. I try to let you know that they're out here trying to book you. Well, they can book you for sure if you're not prepared. Get your insurance taken care of right now. Get your car and license and move in the direction that you're supposed to be moving in. Let's do that. I do these things, guys. Give them a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They can take very good care of you. I got to shout out my good, decent people now. Today is Tuesday, so I got to shout out my good, decent people. I'm over at Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They got everything laid out for you. If you're in that kind of a space and you're looking for something to be done, if you are looking for this kind of a scribble scrabble that you had kind of jot down somewhere and you want to be able to kind of put that to formality, you want to do that. You had these ideas. You put it in your scrapbook. You did all these particular things, and now you want to be able to put it in the space where persons could be able to insure that you could be able to have something tangible for the future. You want to do that. I'm not going to fight you for that. Give my guys a call over at Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They can take very good care of you in those particular spaces and bring your ideas, not bring your ideas to life, but bring tangibility to it and really bring this sort of this blossom to what you've been scrapping with for a long time. So I want you guys to be able to go check that out and check out exactly what's what and what's going out, right? That's Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They're located on the Village Road Shopping Plaza right there at the intersection of Soldier Road, Village Road, Wolf Road, Bernard Road. Right there at the intersection, right there on the side of the bank, you'll be able to see Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. And last but definitely not least, I got to be able to tell you about my guys over at Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas. Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas. Now, we've been talking about this. I know this ain't much of a Valentine's Day, I know this ain't a Valentine's Day present that we can be able to offer you to be able to say this, but you got to get your colon taken care of. You got to be able to find yourself in this position where you could get your colon cleansed. I just won't talk like this. I won't talk like this. I won't talk like this and let you know that it's time for you to be able to do this. It's time for you to be able to find yourself in this position to make these things happen. Go down to Coco Plum Wellness and take care of yourself. You're looking to be able to have this sort of exotic meal. When it comes to Valentine, you want chocolate to be rained down upon you with hot wax on your back. You want your hair to be fixed. You don't want a man to pull your hair. All these things, but you're bloated. Then you don't want him to rub your belly and your side and all these things like that. You're trying to figure out what's happening. Listen to me. I just want to be decent with you. Listen to me. Find yourself in the position where you could be taken care of as it relates to being able to see that, the hydrocolonic. You have to be able to get that done. So there's a special machine that you can be, and it has you at a 45-degree angle. So to ensure that you have that perfect squat and you have all those things, everything that's backed up in you can be able to come out, she has a machine that can do that. One of three that exist in the Caribbean. I think it's one of two, actually. The other one she indicated to me that's in Jamaica. And listen, man, Dr. Teresa could be able to assist you with this in a great deal. You want to be able to go there and find out more information about it. On Mondays and Fridays, you get 25% off. And on the 25th of every month, that's 14 days from now, on the 25th of every month for the year of 2025, you will receive 50% off. You can't fight that. You can't beat that thing. In preparation for her to be able to move over by, in preparation for her to be able to move over to the One West Plaza on April 1st. I think that's when she said that she's going to be doing that. She wants to be able to kind of let persons know, and she wants to give you this 25% off on Mondays and Fridays so you can be able to see exactly what's what. Carry a loved one, carry your wife, carry your husband who believes that, you know, your belly big and you just believe that's yeast and you think this is the bare belly, but there's some issues that you have. Let's find out exactly what's what and take care of these things. Give her a call at 445-8111, 445-8111, or check her out at www.cocoplumbahamas.com, www.cocoplumbahamas.com. And she'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Remember the number again, 445-8111, 445-8111. That's Coco Plum Wellness Bahamas, .com. They could be able to assist you in those areas. Guys, we are preparing for Valentine's. My God, we're 3 days away. I don't know what you all is doing for Valentine. I really don't. I told you that me and my wife don't do nothing special. I heard her this morning mumbling in the closet. And she gets some clothes because my son must be asking. I don't know. You know, these churners go to school and come back with ideas. You can't fight them. So my son must be asking this morning, Mommy, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? And she said, I hear mumbling. I heard her. This man don't know nothing for me on Valentine's Day. I might as well just give up. I said, I can hear you, you know. I can hear you. I want you to hear me. I said, but baby doll, listen to me. I didn't know you want, listen to me. So I guess I got to go do something for Valentine now. Go down to Sasha's Designs. They can be able to take good care of you. She is on Jerome Street. Jerome Street, right there when you go east between Palmdale and Camp Road, right there on Jerome Street. Right there, you know exactly where it is, right across the street. You could be able to see. It's right on the side of the Blue Plaza that was there, in that plaza where I think the radio station was there at one point. But it's in that plaza right there, right across on the northern side of the light, you could be able to see her. Right at the intersection right there, on the northern side of the light, you could see her. Now, she got everything. She got absolutely everything. If you're in that kind of a space, if you want a five-foot teddy bear, I don't know what you need that for. If you need a five-foot teddy bear to tell a woman, this how tall my love is for you, baby. My God. You got that. A five-foot teddy bear. If you need lingerie, oh, my God. She got that for you. If you need a bottle of wine, red wine, white wine, if you do those toys, if you do a nice basket, you want to be able to put something together, flowers, roses, the whole thing, she can take very good care of you. This is my girl, Sharon. She can take very good care of you. Make sure you go down there and check that out. And if you're looking for something that you want to just quickly put together and enjoy that, enjoy your loved one, just to let them know that you're thinking about them, go down there and check them out. They can take very good care of you. Let me tell you the numbers again. You can be able to find out their numbers and see exactly what's what. Now, they're in the store, 393-6836, 393-6836, or you can hit them up 434-6877. That's 434-6877. That's rose packages. They start at $100. You can't beat that thing. Roses. Teddy bears, all sizes, like I told you, up to 5 feet. Exotic toys, gift baskets starting at $60. Chocolate-covered strawberries. Female and male baskets, cologne and perfume. The whole thing, candles, flowers. And don't dismay, not just because this is Valentine's. They do set up for, whether it's funerals, whether it's weddings, whether it's baby showers, whatever it is that you need them to create something for, they can do that for you. Give them a call at 393-6836, 393-6836, or 434-6877, 434-6877. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in the paper today. Being able to talk about these things. The Prime Minister decries a horrific act against children to say our fathers need to be caring and productive. Protective, and not predators. This is a mouthful that the Prime Minister says. An ex-con accused of raping a woman, 73 years old, in her home. A government signs a memorandum of understanding to restore the Dundas Center, and the Grand Bahama Chamber president warns Grand Nakayan in bad shape. Can't be in bad shape, not for $1 million a month. My God. If you give me $1 million a month, all my teeth sparkling. I look like Rick Ross, what Rick Ross' girlfriend or ex-wife name? All them teeth in my mouth, sparkling. $1 million a month? Oh, God, Dr. Miami know me too. What? $1 million a month? You can't be in bad shape with $1 million a month. The government has indicated to us that they're spending $1 million a month to ensure that they can keep the lights on, the air conditioned, and they are able to provide pay for the 200 and some employees that are there in that space. I want to have a good conversation with you all today. I want to talk about these things. There's a list that I see kind of floating about that says one and done. Do you want to talk about that? Let's talk today about where we are and where we seek to go. I want you guys to give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break, going to be right back after this. Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
on Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m. The Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshearts.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Meyer Rassen Foundation. 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation, live and in full effect, being able to do all that we can to ensure that we bring that information to you and get a perspective, get an understanding, get sort of a temperature of what exists in our community today. And just being able to talk about these things, I find it, I don't want to say peculiar, but there's some issues that's not being dealt with in this country. And it's only being pandered to from a political standpoint. Our governments and more specifically our leaders are taking on this, the identification of tribulation, the identification of trouble and times and distress that we go through is an opportune time to be able to pontificate politically. You know, and to be able to say these things in search of political brownie points. And we're not saying that that's what you're doing, but, you know, it's evident. We know that you're not trying to make us feel as though this is your approach and this is what you're doing, but it's quite evident. And I learned that recently, listening to Fred Mitchell. Fred Mitchell said, "No, don't dismay, I just go everywhere. But, you know, do not be confused. When you see me, know I'm looking for votes." Very clear, very transparent, very honest. We can appreciate that. We laugh, we clap, and we move forward. We understand that. Fred Mitchell the other day put something out. I looked at it, read the thing, read through it. I think it was last night. I think my phone went off like 12 o'clock last night. And let me look at this and see exactly what's what. Fred, I'm not carrying the water for you, but I want to provide an example to a person to let you know exactly what's what. So I read this. This was last night. This was for an immediate press release. This came to my phone at 8:43 p.m. last evening. I was watching a new series called The Mayor of Kingstown. Excellent series. I saw the thing on TikTok. I had to go check it out. So, Fred Mitchell put a statement, Foreign Affairs, he started to be able to talk about those things. And he talked about something, and I read it. And I can't lie to you all. I just enjoy reading Fred Mitchell stuff when he gets historic and he starts to be able to identify some things of a push to be able to get some things done and how long he's been pushing for a particular concept and how long he's been working and who he's been working with for a very long time. So I read this last night. And he starts to talk and says, "I wish to thank the PLP's team and the Senate who passed the Foreign Services Bill in the upper house today. And the passage of the bill completes the legislative steps to bring into force a new foreign service regime." And he starts to go on. He says that It has been a long journey for me, and our legislative work begins in fruition ideas and thoughts which began in my head as a columnist for the PLP's newspaper back in 1981. Listen, because Fred is so transparent with his position, I now contrast and juxtapose his position to other politicians' position. That's just what I do now. If you're not going to be honest with me, I'm going to have to gauge you by the transparency of Fred Mitchell and his vulnerability to say, I come here looking for votes. I'm going to do it. And so when I see national issues and recognize that those issues persist, not merely because we need to hear from our politicians, but politicians view this as an opportunity to be able to speak and kind of pontificate on their posture and what needs to happen. The Prime Minister decries horrific act against children. Our fathers need to be caring and protective, not predators. There has been in our society, as we go back, if we go back a generation, let's just go back 40 years. Let's go back 1981 when Fred Mitchell said that he was a columnist for the PLP. Let's go back to that point. There has existed at every inflection, whether spoken from a public perspective or whether within the confines of a community or even the intimacy of a family, there has been tribulation. There has been almost a fight, a war against the childhood of a young adult, a young child in our community. They've been ravaged. We've been hurting physically, verbally, and every aspect. And we grow with this pain, so many of us. And politicians don't seek to remedy this. They seek to use this as a perched position from your platform to be able to speak with condescension as to what's happening in the community. But when you leave that podium and you join your lodges and you join your fraternities and you join your organizations, political and otherwise, and you join these particular subsectors and you sit down at the bar with these alcoholics and you consume all casual drinkers, social drinkers, and you sit down in these particular spaces, this is where these perverts exist. This is what you laugh at. This is what you cheer on. And you find yourself in a position in quiet times. You never ponder, how are we able to make this place better? You ponder, how do I retain my position? What do I say next? Which consultant I must hire to be able to fix my posture, my language, my clothing, my glasses, my shoes, to be able to give an appeal to a demographic that I seek to attract? How can I fix that in comparison to really fixing the issues that ravage our Bahamian young children? Women and young children. You don't. You don't sit around and have real conversations about education. Your idea about being able to fix an issue in this country is being able to throw money at it. Now we know why your children are crazy. Now we know why your children despise you. Whilst we look at you based upon this polished image as a politician that you present to us, that you project to our society, your children look at you with disdain. They can't wait to leave you because you live in two different realities. One that you want us to believe in, one that's an actual thing that exists within the confines of the intimacy of your home. Issues like this, I know politicians must speak on it, but speaking on it is not enough. We need action. We fight y'all for the Marcos Alert. My God, we fight y'all for that. We fight y'all for these particular things. There are mothers whose daughters go missing, whose sons go missing, and you, within the 24 hours, as you're biting your nails and you're crying and your knees are trembling, and there needs to be a time before you can be able to go back, and you're trying to do everything you can with optimism, and then you go back, and then the government or the police officers, based upon the law that's set, could come and said, we took every protocol required. But has there really been any consideration for what exists on the other side, for the humane aspect, the humanity in these elements? I just want to talk like this because as we get closer to a political time in this country, we're going to see the language of what needs to happen fall out of politicians' mouth. You see the language of what you could expect fall out of these politicians' mouth. They're going to try to convince you with a posture, with a presentation, with maybe a drink or two, an environment that's festive. They're going to try to convince you that we are the way. And I don't agree with them. I don't. There exist potential, flickers of potential, in some candidates that I've seen. Now, we're talking leadership. We're not talking party. We're talking leadership. There exists a flicker and potential in some candidates I see to be able to do something of like something enormous to really change the country. But for the most part, all we get is relentless regurgitation and breaststrokes through stagnant vomit. That's what they do. They swim in it. They go back on their word. They go back on these particular things. And these are the men and women that we choose to lead our country. Some persons are indifferent with this kind of a concept now. They don't care anymore. You know, I still have to go out here and work. I still have to survive to do the best I possibly can. I just want to be detached from these things because I don't believe these guys anymore. What can I do? You get low voter turnout. You get low participation. People don't even come to your house party no more because there is this disassociating. People merely do what they can, for the most part, and look forward to death. Can I say that? Can we talk like this? That the biggest adventure a great deal of us are looking forward to is stepping over to the other side, to be able to find out what's there, because what exists here ain't fit for a hog. Not in a bad way. This will be decent. And men and women are in strategic positions to reform this, to transform this. And all they do is be able to take the baton and turn around and run backwards. They scream at us and tell us how jubilant and soft and supple their faces are, brand new to the political scene. I'm brand new here, and their voice full of youth. And they take the baton and turn around and do worse than their predecessors, who are 60 years their senior. But we should vote for you. You come back here, you've brought the same posture, a worse temperament, because, you know, greater works than these you should always also do. Come on, man, that's a principle. Greater works than these ye should also do. So if your predecessor was lousy, and these are the men and women that you've identified to be able to kind of mold yourself after, there's an expectation that you will be even lousier. And you present that to us on a day-to-day basis. You politicians, most of you, you really let us down. You really do. There is no action towards real reform for Bahamians in this society. None. And I feel like I come in and whipping you every day. And I feel like, you know, should I try to find something else to talk about? You guys suck. Most of you. I could identify a couple of y'all that I think you're cool. And I'm not afraid to say who I believe is good. But for the most part, you guys are lackadaisical and you're waiting for someone to tell you what to do. I read on my TikTok, on my thing today, on my, for the first time, I don't do this. I don't really do this much. I don't really do it much. I put something on my status on my phone today, right? I got to put it up on my, help me, Howard. But Donald Trump just signed an executive order to be able to rid itself of plastics. To rid himself of the plastic. This band associated with plastic straws. He signed an executive order to dismantle that. Now, I know environmentalists are out there indicating that this is bad and the entire objective of these particular things is to do this and so forth and so on, why he can't get this. But he signed an executive order in his posture, in his position, to get rid of this concept and idea that we have to use these straws, that every time I pull it out of the can, bop, it break. Now half of my soda in there, I trying to figure out how it is. You lean in the can to drink through the straw. It's too much. It's too much. You're going through all these things to accommodate an environment externally. Donald Trump come, executive order, let's get these things back, get the straws back in business. As simple as that may be, it's a very strong position. Rumi Ferrero, in his particular capacity under the former administration, whether by a requirement within the confines of his administration or a requirement within some sort of an agreement that's made from an international standpoint to present ourselves in a way that we're eradicating the use of single-use plastics. I'm baffled by this. That no one say, this don't make sense. All the products that are coming out of the United States of America are wrapped in this single-use plastic. All the water y'all has given me in these things. But you mean to tell me I have to take the shirt off my back after I spend $150 in your store? I got to take my shirt off and tie the collar to see if I could put the things in that because y'all ain't giving me no bike and y'all ain't giving me no plastic. Nobody concerned about the consumer. No one concerned about the electorate. There is a desire to be able to show these people externally that, yes, yes, sir, we're doing what you say, sir. Is this what you want us to do, sir? And there's no conviction here. Relentless political pontification. This is what it is. Are you serious about this stuff? I agree. Our fathers need to be caring and protective and not predators. When are we going to teach the little children about this? When are we going to teach our children about the dynamics of a family and the responsibility of a man, and even subtly, if we must, to bring condemnation to their father who may not be there in their life, but to show them the responsibility? When we can do this as a society? When? When? The women in our society trying, you know. I went to Daddy Day at Garvin's today. Father's Day, Daddy Day, or whatever they call it. And I know women set it up because they want you to take pictures and the whole thing. Come and get some breakfast. Let's do pictures. You know, I can participate. I love my son. Praise God for him. I go there, take the picture. Picture says, me and my love bug. I say, I know woman did this. The woman say, oh my God, she busts out laughing. I say, I don't call my son no love bug. But this is the idea, the emotion that exists in our society with a desire to be able to see fathers back in place. When is the government going to take that position? When? When? You think it's okay just to be able to slide tuna and grits down these children's throat and being able to say that we're doing this great thing, but not being able to institute real, how do we eradicate this concept and idea of the predators that exist within their subconscious? That exists with what they see in their environment. How do we fix that? And not just the topical perception of what we believe is wrong. Talk to me. I'm confused by this. And I need to know whether you are serious in your capacity to be able to fix the issues that we grapple with, that we wrestle with, that we fight with. oh God, every day? Or is this just like it's a great opportunity now. We could be able to talk about these things. It's going to look good as it relates to being able to go forward to these stuff, to the next general election. Let's be real, man. This is an exhausting experience. And I understand now, better than ever, why these guys say the Bahamas is not a real place. This can't be real. This can't be real. Pinch me. I got to wake up from this nightmare. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
The foundation. You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Now let me see now, 326-ETIC. Hello, hello, this Epic, Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from around the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road, too.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail is too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Pinda has a new line, the Sky Series of Porcelain. It comes in four colors. Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen and appreciated. Stop by Pinda Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
Foundation. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are wide open. If you want to join me in conversation, please do so. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Let's be able to chop these things down and have a good conversation. Is it call on the line? Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Roberts.
Everything good, man. What's happening?
Everything good, man. I'm glad you addressed that thing with the food store, these bags. Let me say something, man. They make people too passive, and they need to stand up, okay? When these people put these prices on these goods, bags already infected in that. The government need to put pressure on them to provide bags, man. You shouldn't be buying no bags.
And the people don't even have consideration. Yeah,
I shopping in your place.
I spend $300 in your place. $300 I didn't spend today.
You understand?
$300. You can't give me a bag.
I shop to purchase my goods. What if I have no bags in my car? I got to buy a bag? That don't make no sense.
No, that's it.
You selling your goods? You need to give me a bag to take it out. Our government need to step up on that.
They can't make a decision on nothing. Trump come here and getting in people's business with their straw.
No, but understand what I'm saying. Is this already factored in your prices?
Of course it is.
You have to provide the bags.
Of course it is.
So the government need to step in on that and make them provide bags. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Sucking the Bayman people dry, man.
In every second, every sector of the way. Every time you turn.
Stand up and agitate for that.
I appreciate you, God. He's a decent man. God bless you. Every time we turn, I could be in your store. Spend $350 today. All the things pile right up. And you're going to ask me, would you like to purchase a bag?
Miss, there should be an internal policy within your store that if you spend over X amount of dollars, however that is, whatever that is, whether that's a particular amount per, you know, the size of a buy. Come on, it's up to you. Whatever that is, however you make that determination, we have to put customers first. We have to put Bahamians first. We have to put people first. How you can be in existence without me? I just pay your bill every day. Every day I come in here, the foot traffic that comes in here is ensure that your light is on. Why is there no concern for me? Why you treat me like this? Miss, what you think I can do with them bike? You can't even give me one of them roachy box in the back there? What y'all doing? All these things are happening. Our government live right here in this island with us, in this country with us, and not one of them can make a decision that something wrong with this. Something wrong with this. Oh, y'all living high on a hog, and y'all send people to the store for you. You got people driving for you. You got people shopping for you. And only when you stop having these people to work for you, then all of a sudden you have an epiphany and you ain't in government no more, but these things need to change. Stop it. Stop it. Bahamian people can't live like this no more. Be frustrated in our own country. How this could be paradise and everybody mouth twist up. How? How you could be able to boast to the world about some of the most beautiful places that exist in this particular space and how we have all of it. How you could do that? And we have a problem living here. We broke. And every second, every time we turn, the government trying to hit us for something else. But Trump could get in people business for straw. My God. He getting the people business for straw. How Trump getting the people soda? How he getting their business? This is something that dealing with him, he can't deal with that. Not our government. Oh no, our international relationships require us to be able to have these particular things in place. You have no spine. None. The USDA, look here. The USAID, that's what it is. USAID. The amount of money that they were giving away, the objective, the sort of a vision that they have for as an organization and who they empower, is this what you're posturing for? For the hopes to be able to get this quote-unquote free money? That we give up our nature, our posture, our culture, to be able to eradicate the debt that exists on our books? Is this what you're doing? We got to fix this, ladies and gentlemen. We got to fix this. Our prime minister has not proven to us that there is conviction, there is strength, that there's determination, that his posture is focused on the Bahamian electorate, that the Bahamian people. He's not proven that to us. He's proven to the world that he's concerned about climate change, but he's not proven to us that he's concerned about our day-to-day dealings. He's not proven to us. There's so much to be done, and so much can be done. But if your focus is offshore, if your focus is to always kind of fix up, putting out little small fires all over the place, you don't have no time to focus on what you need to. If that's your first 4 years, putting out small fires, what are the expectation of what you can be able to do with the next 5 years if we give it to you again? You've become a fire marshal. You have not eradicated and decided to be able to fire the arsonists within your cabinet, within your space. You've merely become a fire marshal, and this is an exercise of being able to put out small fires, but you need to fire these arsonists. These people are burning down certain subsectors, and you're not doing anything about it. These 21 names that I see floating about, some of those names cross-section with the constituencies that we spoke of. But as I look at these names, you will not fire these people. You will do nothing of the sort. Our prime minister will not. That's great, because they keep calling you a nice guy. That's sort of the preamble that goes before the prime minister's name. Well, you know, I know him personally, man. He's a very good guy. He's a nice guy. He has a great heart. But what the hell that got to do with the fact that these people are arsonists? They're out here burning down certain subsectors of our society. They're doing these things. They came into politics. We can see that their only objective was vanity. And you're doing nothing about that. Nothing about that. This is crazy. Let me take a call before we go to break. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Albert.
Hey, what's happening? What's up, Papa?
Thank God for life, man. Good day to your listeners. How would I say to myself, Brave Davis being nice have nothing to do with when we go in the food store?
Nothing.
Nothing. Or being taxed on medicine, bread basket items, and insurance. Insurance, you understand? So, him being nice, that don't add up to a hill of beans.
But, Papa, you tell me he nice. I know him long time, Howard. He's a nice guy. I don't care how nice nobody is. If you can't make a decision to be able to ensure that all of us can live on a particular plane for growth, man, Papa, talk to me. If we can't live, then we'll be talking about how nice you're going to be, man. I am harder than me.
Howard, you know, all my life I know him as a nice guy. I just getting to know him better. I know him better now. I wouldn't say he's not nice because maybe I'm not in communication with him like how I used to in the past. But I could say, like, all that, his word, it don't mean crap. He's like a shame person. It's like, that is not the same person who it used to be. But you calling these 21 names and stuff like, yeah, I feel bad. You know, a lot of people I turn on to the PLP, when they say turn on, I had to tell them, say, man, Brave is different, man. Yeah, but they said the PLP, this and these drug dealers and a bunch of different in the party. I said, yeah, but Brave different, man. But now I get to see Brave, you know, different than whatsoever they say. And he's one of them. And that's my opinion. And the 21 names, do you know if the high official, what the Americans, the New York, the courts, them over there say was mixed up in some kind of corruption or something over there with those police officers who was indicted? Do you know one of those persons is the 21 with Brave, them saying they can fly? Or
I don't know, because they ain't give me no names yet, Papa. They ain't give me the people's name yet. They only give me, all I hear is speculation. This is only what people floating about. But in terms of what is concrete, nailed to the ground, I can't say. I won't be decent. I can't say.
Keep calling Warren Miller. He's one of those who would not be.
I know. That's the first time I hear Warren Miller name called. I never hear his name called in none of them things. Never.
Okay. That's good. Well, you know, I just think, like, the prime minister, they need to sort that out. I think that's embarrassing. With all of these months already gone and no name, nobody was fired.
Yeah, because he's such a nice guy.
Man, that's a bunch of crap, man.
He's such a nice guy.
No more with that foolishness, man. He turned out to be petty and a little spiteful. I don't know. It's hard for me to say. He be talking about the people he get around him, Fitzgerald and Fred Mitchell. Come on, man. Brave is an old man. Could be
a nice guy.
And our great granddaddy. My Brave get plenty since Brave knows just what he's doing. Brave might have always wanted to do this long time.
Well, we don't know, Papa. I appreciate your telephone call. Hit me up on the other side if you wish. But we can talk about this. I know one thing with nice guys, they finish last. They finish last. You don't have to be a tyrant. You ain't got to be out here like a monster. But you got to make a decision for the betterment of the Bahamian and this Bahamian society. Let's talk about it on the other side after the news.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The foundation. The
foundation. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. The foundation screening for colorectal cancer should begin at the age of 45. Reduce your risk for colon cancer and schedule your colonoscopy today at a reduced price for the months of March and April at the office of Dr. Harold Munnings, located on the Princess Margaret Hospital. We're offering an even lower price for those who present their NHI cards. Give us a call today at 328-5550, 328-5550. And also, Kalik wants to be able to remind you that they're the Bear of the Bahamas, and they invite you to a Victory Fest 2025. Join us Saturday, March 1st at Smuggler Square for the epic celebration of 2024 Boxing Day and 2025 New Year's Day Junkanoo winners. This is the Saxon Superstars. The Junkanoo season may be over, but the celebrations have just begun. It says, enjoy music by Playhouse DJs, Lil Giant, DJ Tank, and performing live, Fanshawn and D-Mac. Let's celebrate the four straight Junkanoo winners, Saxon Superstars. Guys, we're here live and in full effect. My guy slid in the studio. Grateful to be able to have him here with me. That's Garth Roseboro. For the second half of being able to talk about these things. And I want you guys to join in conversation 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I can take some telephone calls. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Robert. You say God in the studio?
Yeah, God just popped up. Grateful to have him with us. What's happening?
Everything cool. I'd love to talk about you, know, Howard, but one or two things. This is, like you said, Howard, this country is a real, it's a fairy tale, man.
This ain't real, man. This got to be a joke.
You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? I don't know.
I can't see how men who live here with us are so detached and so separated that they don't know when they get power how to deal with at least one real issue. Real issue.
Real. I can't see this. Yeah, I mean, but it's saying. It seems as if is that Minister what, Miller?
Minister
with the coal thing.
Oh yeah, with the coal.
Yeah,
thing.
It would appear that he dealt with something there, because I understand that they closed down two of the things, right?
Yeah, but
I mean that sounds like something good, eh? But then on the same thing, on the same hand, you hear them announcing that they plan on having some type of regulated production operation that they're offering bids to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah. I'm looking at this thing right now on the second page, guys. You can be able to pick it up. It says two more illegal coal production sites.
I mean, that's laughable, Howard. I mean, if you understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. That they provide opportunity.
You're closing down the illegal thing because now somebody...
To open up a monopoly.
Yeah, you know that kind of... I mean,
that's just what it is.
That's why you're going out there. You know what I mean? Whoever is going to benefit is the reason why you're going out there. You know what I mean? Not for us and not for the safety of the environment, because you're still going to be burning these trees.
Absolutely. And this was the issue that they had in Haiti. You remember that big mudslide that they had that killed so many persons? This was as a result of them cutting down the trees, deforestation, and being able to burn them for coal. And they had this major mudslide, and so many persons died some years back in Haiti.
Yeah, but we ain't got the mountain for the mudslide, so we ain't got away with the mudslide. But
yeah, but they got the same mindset.
And clearing that environment is something serious, you know what I mean?
They got that mindset.
I don't know if you heard Minister Bell, MP Bell, talking about creating some workforce prison industry.
Yes, I did hear him say that.
Yeah, his words, I mean, creating an industry for people working in the prison. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I kind of figured out that's supposed to work. But, I mean, before I make my point to Howard, I mean, I remember hearing talks about that the prison might be privatized. Right? Did you ever hear that before?
Some time ago, I think people started to talk about the possibility of privatizing the prison.
Yeah, and I mean, and see, because we know that private prisons exist in America.
Yeah, right? That's how they make their money. Federal prisons.
We know that it's possible for a prison to be privatized, right? And
yeah.
I mean, and see, so when you hear that, when we heard talk about the prison might be privatized, and now you hear them talking about creating some type of prison work industry, you know what I mean? You might you, 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 you got to start to say, should I be starting to connect some kind of dots?
It was a real thing. It was a real thing. I want to say this to you, and I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. But it was a real thing a couple of years back. There was this guy that approached me with being able to develop a couple of things, right? This had to have been about seven, eight years ago. And he came to me with the concept. He says, Howard, I want you to be able to assist me with developing this thing. So I said, what is this thing, right? He says, well, I can have you talk to someone in the States. So he had me come on and talk to this guy. We did some sort of a Zoom call or something, some intercom calls, I don't know. And he started to talk about this concept and idea of being able to create a prison. I think if I'm correct, for about maybe about 20, 30,000 people, anywhere between 20 and 30,000 people, they wanted to be able to create this prison for in the city of Nassau, right? And this, I mean, this was a mammoth thing and, you know, all these things that I was looking at this and I said, have you all checked out rules, regulations, legislation associated with these things? Have you identified these things? Why do you perpetuate this sort of an idea of crime? Why does this exist? Why not put this energy and money into programs that can be able to disseminate and to deflect from the crimes that exist in this particular place to be able to encourage kids? Why would you spend this kind of money on something like this right now? Oh, Howard Crimes is big business. How I pin it together is I believe that he had an affiliation in the United States of America, right? Who would have been his financial backing to be able to assist with the development of these things and so they could have sort of an offshore something. I never got into it. I didn't believe in the project. I'm not one to kind of just run after it because of money. If I don't believe in it, I don't bother with it. Never got into it. And so I left the entire thing alone. Right, but that's what it is. God, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard Grant. I heard you talking about the paper bag situation, the food store. I heard
pop. God, up. I'm just sick and tired. Okay, I'm tired.
I know.
You I want, told you this.
You want to
and
change?
And every subsector, it seems like every time we turn our head, our government is pandering to a political conversation in preparation. Like I said, I started to say, I appreciate Fred Mitchell. He's telling you I come in for votes, baby. You don't have to worry about that. I come in, when you see me, I come in for votes. It's very transparent. And he has something that he's working on. He's been working on it for a very long time with what we've seen right here for the Foreign Service and being able to do that, right? So I like that. But I don't like politicians that give you this idea that you and I share the same convictions, that you and I share the same desires, the same passions for growth and development. That's not true.
There's a lack of respect for the voting public, Howard Grant. We do attempt to put individuals into a mold of party loyalty and party line. No one respects the fact that Howard Grant has a right to select at any given time what his preference would be for proper governance and for opportunities for Howard Grant and his family. We all are familiar with all of the major parties. However, if you step outside of a party line, almost immediately you have an enemy on your shoulder. It's just the way Bahamian politics is. We could be family, we could be friends, we could be lovers, we could be co-workers. But the minute we talk politics, there is a schism and there is a division that should not exist in our country. The purpose of having a flag, a national flag, a coat of arms, you know, your motto, and all these other national symbols is for the purpose of unity. But we continue to find ways to divide ourselves when it should be one common what? Goal. Do we really truly have a common goal of betterment, or do we simply say everybody must be a PLP, everybody must be an FNM, everybody must be an independent facilitator? Why does everyone have to be like you? Why can't we reserve the right to decide what is in my, me, best interest?
I'm going to put my name on the ballot.
Next, I'm putting my name on the ballot.
On the next election.
Why are you doing that? Now you're doing that.
No, I'm going to do it. I think any right-thinking Bahamian who has a passion for something, I can't say if you have disposable
income. It's a patriotic spirit that forces you to do that, no, in a time like this.
I don't know whether or not I can have the resources to kind of
You don't need resources.
To jump up and down in a constituency.
You don't need it.
but I will put my name on. Oh,
I already put in my name. I already had a discussion from
As an independent. Morning. As an independent.
But it's not you saying that to you. It's a spirit of patriotism that's within
you. I'm sick and tired of these things. If there's going to be rebellion, please bring that this way. Let's rebel against this kind of a concept and idea that says we are excellent and you should always follow us as a PLP or an FNM. There needs to be a social, an electoral rebellion against the norm that continues to be able to pull us down into the muck and mire of existence. We are low lives as it relates to what's happening from a global standpoint. Yes, to live in the Bahamas is to live like a low life.
That's what they think of you.
This is how the politicians treat us. This is our posture. This is our position. This is what it is. I don't want to be a lowlife anymore.
This is what's on my mind, Howard Grant. And I think you're on the right track. I was on a discussion this morning with your friend Muff Roll, right? And Muff Roll said, Garth, it seems to me that you and Howard are now political operatives for the Progressive Liberal Party. It's like y'all are leaning on that particular side. I could call Muff Roll's name because that's my brother in Bamboo Town, right? And I said, Muff Roll, let me ask you another question then.
Do you say his whole name when you're talking to him?
Yeah, Muff Roll. Muff, that's our boy.
You don't just say, call him Muff, we call him Muff Roll.
Muff Roll,
I like boy. It, go ahead. I'm not going to
And so, you know, I can even say Mr. Muff Roll, that's my boy.
Mr.
Yeah, but give him some respect. He's a smart guy. He is listening. He's a Howard Grant fan.
I know? Like that.
Okay, good.
Good afternoon, Mr. Muff Roll.
Yeah.
Okay, go
so,
ahead.
So I said to him, Mr. Roll, with all due respect, sir, if we defaulted and voted for the Free National Movement, do you see yourself being satisfied at their governance as they are now practicing politics? And of course, you know what the answer is to that. We have to stop voting for default just because it's default. It cannot be default. It has to be you have proven yourself to be worthy
of. I never wanted to default nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
I never wanted to default anything. I've learned throughout my life, because we grow up having less than in terms of cash, right? We see some things that we want. I bought this Cadillac, 1996 Cadillac. I showed the story a couple of times. It was 1996 Cadillac.
Which model? DeVille. DeVille. That's a big boy.
Big body.
Jesus.
I mean, five of me could fit in the back trunk.
That's a Playboy car. Crazy. That's a hotel on wheels.
Listen to me. The outside was pearl and the inside was peanut butter color. I'm telling you, this thing was absolute gorgeous to look at.
Oh, Lord, that's a single man's dream. Go ahead.
Now,
I'm listening to you.
No, I was a whole married man, but I needed this vehicle. I watched this car for months sitting on the dock. Somebody buy it, and they couldn't clear it. It was sitting there for months. So the fellas, them just growing, you know, whatever they accruing because the car's sitting there. My wife just started working the customs. My wife just started working in these particular divisions. She don't want me to talk all of this. She don't like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But nonetheless, I said, baby, I want you to go check that. She said, I can go check that out. I said, okay, tell you what. I can go ask these people, because we live in a small, tight-knit community, and people know you, and I just take advantage of that. So I said, who car this is? And I don't know how, and I can't get in that people's business. And I said, but go find out for me who car that is. So they go on, they get the information, they tell me who it is. I call the people. I said, boy, looking at this car, it's a nice vehicle. Man, I get that, boy, just boom, boom, boom. Right? I didn't see the invoice when the fella paid for the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't determine I'm not going to pay him this for the car. Long story short, I gave him maybe about $1,500 for the car. That's a long story short.
Mm-hmm.
And I had $3,000 to pay for the car.
Mm-hmm.
But I had half in Bahamian, half in American.
Mm-hmm.
And the day he called me to buy the car, it's the day he said, I go on the way. He shouldn't have told me that. Jesus God. He shouldn't have told me that. So I come there with the invoice right up and half the money in U.S. currency.
Yes, sir.
So I said, boy, I only got $1,500. I said, I could give you this now. And when you get back, I could give you the other $1,500. Or, I mean, forget about it. When you get back, I'll have the next. He said, man, give me the $1,500.
Everything cool.
See, everything cool.
I can use that right now.
Give him $1,500. I give him $1,500. I didn't have to build a sale. Everything, boom. I get the car. From the day I got the car to when I released the car, I had to have three batteries for this car, and I had to buy a battery charger. No one could find out why every time I put a battery in this car, overnight the battery drained.
Wow, something running.
Something happening in the vehicle.
Yeah.
For the years I had this car, every night I had to have one battery on charge, one battery in the vehicle. Every night. Now, this look good on the road.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Soft.
Nice.
No lights on the dashboard lit up the
But every night it was an issue. Go back to your point. We have this sort of desire, and we don't even know why we're getting these things like this. We just need to be able to get that fancy thing at the forefront, despite the issues that it has. And that's what we're wrestling with in our society.
Changing the battery.
We're wrestling with these things in society.
Changing the battery to look good.
It look good now. Listen to me. I work at a hotel. Everybody loved my Cadillac. Everybody, listen to me. I used to get that thing cleaned twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
It used to sparkle in the sun. I had two batteries in it because I had 15-inch subwoofers,
mm-hmm.
All kind of amps and everything like that. I was a young boy, right? Mm. Just brand new married. And had that, and every time, every night, I had to change the battery.
Mm.
That's where we are in society. We want the perception of prestige despite the tribulation. No one wants to be able to deal with the real issues and fix it. That's where we are in this society. There's an issue that none of us are detecting and identifying to fix so we can have this prestige. But we're sitting down in this kind of a posture, and this is where we are.
Thank God.
We got to fix this, God. This is what our politicians doing to us. Our society is broken. It looks good to those persons that are coming in. It looks good to the investors. It looks good to the foreign direct funds that's coming in to ensure that they could get something for them. It looks good to those persons who want to be able to do something on Balmoral. It looks good to Carnival Cruise Line. It looks good to all these things, but we here are suffering.
SpaceX and all interested. My God.
We're suffering, man. We're suffering. Mm-hmm. And we're saying to the government, can you please pay attention to us for once? And help us with issues that matter. 400,000 people should not be this broke. How we could spend almost $1 billion or more annually in the U.S. economy and we broke locally. How? How?
Mm.
How are we content with not having the verges are grown over? Y'all don't cut your grass. You got 68 cars out in the front of you. You got a rat infestation in these things. You got all these things going around. Only when issues happen, someone get molested in the bush. Next thing you know, you want to push these things. No proactivity in this country. But you want me hire these MPs again. You want me hire this government again. Nothing. These men and women have done nothing for years. And they can come to me and lie to me on how good they is.
Yeah, man. Right away.
Right I don't away. Have the time for this.
They coming, though. They coming.
Listen to me. The old car was sitting on the side of your place that had been there for a long time, still there the whole time. This your MP is past that, just like you is past that. MP got people on payroll to take care of certain things within the constituency. Nothing getting done. You got to sit out there and fight these people. God, we got to do something about this.
Mm.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard, that's me, right?
Yeah, go ahead, Papa.
Yeah, you said call back after the break.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my brother.
Okay, Howard, before I forget, there was groceries you was talking about. I don't know if you mean today or whatever, when you said the people ain't give you no bag, right?
Yeah.
Listen, are you aware, because you sound like me, although I don't go in there physically and do it, I still... And can't see the receipt. I still try to go over. One of the sickening things that bugged me about them, they don't hardly have no prices on the things. Because I be dialoguing with the people in the shop who shopping for me on the phone, and hardly no prices on the things. I thought it was a law against that. Well, that must be just in the United States. You must have a price on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was noticing. I don't know if you feel it when you be in the shop. Like some of the things, the price has gone down a little bit. I don't want to talk too fast and put my foot in my mouth and talk foolishness. Maybe one of the price guys who's the shelf boys might have put the price on wrong. Is it there anyone over there who could see the price look like it's gone down a dollar or two on something like spaghetti and meatballs?
No.
Like the Kellogg's.
I just buy spaghetti and meatball for the children last night.
Chef
no.
Boy.
And I just buy Swiss Miss for the Turin last night. That going up.
You deal with the Chef Boy spaghetti?
Yes, I deal with that for them. Right, it was $2. It's the same $2 and I think it's 89 cents.
So the price ain't going down.
No, the price does not go down. No, okay, not so for what about the last night. Coffee? I buy that. Last night I buy that. I just buy Swiss Miss for the Turin last night.
Mm-hmm.
360 some days ago.
For the price what I spent for two couple weeks ago.
360 some days ago, the Swiss Miss hot chocolate for the little Turin, because this is what my little Turin like, was $3 and, I don't know, 18 cents for the little buy. Right? For 365 days ago. Then the price went up to $4.18. I been in the thing yesterday. It was $5. And I think it's a 39 cents. $5.39. The prices are going up.
Would we spend $13 and $12? What would I spend $12 and $13? Look, I could be wrong. Like I say, it seems I got to get it for $6 and some cents. I don't know.
Well, you need to tell me where you to shop, my brother.
Great to Super Wild, you and Prince Charles. Listen here, one last thing I want to say, right? Before I forget, the lady, I think she named Nicholas Bethel or something. I think she a part of the where people that do acting and stuff here in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying some that they was trying to raise funds to do to build the
Dundas Center
over, and it sounded like the Prime Minister was doing something with them on the news last night. What you call it? I don't think it's
memorandum of understanding. The Dundas Center for the Performing Arts is no longer facing the threat of permanent closure after the government signed a historic monumental memorandum of understanding with the board of the Dundas and committed to provide $348,000.
Like with Toby Smith or with the union with Obie Ferguson and MMA.
No, but the memorandum of understanding is only to indicate that the government is they're going to take on a position to be able to assist you in doing this, this, and this, whatever that is, whatever that is.
I said that because the doctors, the other day they were scanning on Biden, and the Prime Minister had one in Raleigh, and he sounds sincere like he wasn't joking. He just sounds like he's being real. He's not honest that he was ready to pay the people. I ain't hear nobody come back on the news or nothing to say. I don't know if that's the media responsibility or if the doctor's responsibility. Maybe they still ain't straight yet. But he done come sign an MOU for this Dundas Center. What is needed? What should have been signed with? They should have helped build long time.
Well, we can get into that.
Get the doctors straight, because the doctors in the nation system is just as important as the Dundas Center, whatsoever you all about, but you sign an MOU. You need to pay them doctors them and come on the news and tell us you done pay them people, because we thought you were serious when you had that rally the other night. Look, you just still faking. Let us know if you pay the doctors and the nurses with our money. That ain't your personal money. If that was your private law firm, you would have done pay who you had to pay. Stop pushing footing with our money and pay who need to be paid.
I can check it out, Papa. I'll be able to call the doctors and find out. I appreciate your telephone call. Guys, let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. Attention Marco's pizza lovers in Freeport and to our Cable Beach customers. We have heard you. Marco's $10 carryout, one large, one topping pizza is now available at all locations. That's right. Whether you live out east, west, central, south, or in Freeport, Marco's has you covered. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. Marco's is getting bigger and better by the moment. This unbeatable deal is available for a limited time only.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. There's scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com, where printing is an art.
Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay your bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form, and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. That's right, save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and It's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st to the 28th. Show your water service some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Pay in full. Save more. It's that simple. With sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back here just being able to talk the way that we do and really being able to draw light and put significant light on these things without the the theatrics of political posturing and just being able to talk with transparency of our expectation. No matter how horrific these things are, this is an opportunity. And I suppose politics is this kind of a posture that says there's never a problem, there's only opportunity. There's never a problem, there's only opportunity. And that opportunity is never, for the most part, hasn't been for us to be able to prove our strength, to tap into creativity, to be able to construct something for growth development, something that lasts. There's only opportunity for political posturing and an opportunity for you to be able to get brownie points. Talk to me, Garth.
It's a sad reality, man. I am hoping that people like yourself.
I got $400.
Yeah, I know, but people like yourself, I'm hoping the number is increasing, is what I'm saying to you. We know our forefathers of yesterday, they had great pride in the whole idea of majority rule and moving towards an independent spirit and a growing and better Bahamas. We know that group of people, and to their misfortune, like all of us one day, they're dying off. The thing that I'm seeing about the young people, I'm not quite certain that the young people are gravitating towards politics. I'm only seeing evidence of that, by the way, in the Progressive Liberal Party. I'm not seeing a strong youth attraction to the Torchbearers or the Free National Movement. I'm not seeing a strong youth attraction to the third parties, the COI and Ali McIntosh's party and other parties. I'm not seeing that. And it's possible, however, the reason why is even due to crime. Who is going to campaign on a street full of fellas and try to get them to be involved politically? It's almost treacherous on the streets of New Providence. And so everyone is simply sitting back, watching, and hoping. And this whole message of hope that you're now showing us right here in the air, you know, I just want to ride soft. It doesn't matter if I got to change my battery every night. I just want to be seen to be riding.
I promise God soft. I don't want to do that crap no more.
Okay.
I don't have time for that.
And so this is what is happening in our society. As
we grow
as
and mature
saying.
And develop, we have to know. Listen to me. I'm a little bit younger than this country is. I'm 43.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? 43 this year. I'm going to be 44. The country is 53? 54?
Independently, yes.
Independently, right?
So they say.
And as a country, we have to come to a determination that there's some things that we just don't want anymore, but we haven't decided on that just yet.
And you know why?
I am 40 years old, 40-some years old, almost in my mid-40s. And I've decided whether there's certain arguments with my wife, whether that is a presentation of things in the environment, whether that is listening to an idiot talk to me on the side, whether that is getting in certain conversations, whether that is whatever this is, I have decided as a man, this is not what I want going forward. Our country have not decided that yet.
No, Howard, they can't.
How you gonna let people come to you and give you a ladle of garbage and vomit every election and you sip that and say, well, this, it didn't have to be lukewarm. It could have been a little hotter, but I can swallow the vomit. This is too much.
Howard, you're 43, right? You should be able to recall the days when you walk into people's homes at the front door, right at the front door. What did you see right there in the front door? As soon as you walk in the house, at the front door, one big hell of a family Bible. You remember those days?
Big Bible.
And it was open up to Psalms.
Open right up. Ain't nobody never read that.
Right? Nobody never read it. Just dust accumulating on this big Bible,
just
right?
Just in case the devil walk right. in here.
Okay,
he can see the Bible here.
Follow me. There's some people in this country who, Sir Lyndon has left some monuments or what you call them again, now mementos.
Mm-hmm.
People got church from Frank Watson that they got in their house somewhere. Mm-hmm. These little mementos, they got scattered all around.
They mean something, though.
Yeah. Back then. That's what I said, but it's a holy grail.
Not now. Don't bring them things in.
But it's
house.
A holy grail.
We burn them up.
The young people in understand why this house is a PLP house. You see, Frank Watson planted that tree, that plum tree in our backyard.
That means something to them.
That means something. And they ain't moving from that for nobody.
But this dispensation of politicians don't do that. None of them is do that.
And they give you the chicken.
Listen to me. Ain't nobody want that chicken.
They give you the
bear.
They give you the rum.
That can be gone by this evening.
They give you something to smoke.
We don't want that.
No, you and I don't want that.
I don't. And the closest they come is having a conversation about a service lot. This is how politicians, FNM and PLP, view us.
Yeah. Like
a service lot.
Like pot cakes.
A service lot.
Yeah.
After you sign the Immovable Properties Act, the Land Holdings Act, to do all these things, whatever you've done to be able to ensure that you're in this place to empower people externally. Us who live here and give our heart for this place, you get a service lot. Praise God, you get something. You almost didn't get nothing. You done been paying this man and this apartment for 48 years. You better praise God. I only charging you $15,000 for the little service lot. Deal with that. This is what the former administration is trying to be able to shovel on us. Now, this administration is identifying, nitpicking however they can to come to the forefront and be able to say, well, we got 30 houses. It's supposed to be 300 houses. We got 30 available. We need to let y'all see that we're moving now.
Yeah. But who's answering?
We need to let y'all see me moving now. So we get a handful of people who can give that kind of exuberance at the forefront. Congratulations to those persons because they need that.
Yeah.
We ain't fighting them.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the politics that gives you the perception of being able to move when there is tragedy, when there is tribulation in our environment. You jump on that as an opportunity for you to get brownie points. The devil is a liar. I'm tired of it.
But Howard Grant, we're talking to the opposition.
I'm tired of it.
We're talking to people in the opposition. And what I'm hearing on the ground is just disrespect. The reason why the opposition cannot connect to the Bayman people is that you cannot go about disrespecting the Bayman people. We're not going to tolerate that any longer. We need to know that there's going to be free communication and there's going to be free respect. It's not where you are now in the upper echelon and we are on the lower levels of life. We want to seem as if we can have a conversation over the future of our country. That is not now existing in the Free National Movement.
It don't exist nowhere.
Well, I mean, in the Progressive Liberal Party, there seems to be a free approach amongst, as you say, the henchmen and so forth. You can approach Fred Mitchell. He's going to listen to you. He's even going to call you back. I've gotten a return call from Fred Mitchell. I've never got a return call. When I spoke to Dr. Dwayne Sands, he told me he has a checker's schedule and he'll get back to me. He ain't never get back to me. I've gotten words from the leader. What's his name again? Michael Pintard, right? I forget every now and then because I just want to wipe him out of my mind, right? The fella ain't never called me back. I tell you, I clean in house. I getting old. I don't want no Alzheimer's. So I got to get rid of all this data. You know, I see Alan like to drop this data. I got to empty out all this extra data.
And yeah.
See, yeah, so I forgetting these names now.
Sugar's caused Alzheimer's now. So
I don't do sugar. Alzheimer's. I don't even do sugar. Okay, I don't even do sugar. Okay, I'm a very healthy guy. The deputy is sitting back as if he is waiting for the leadership to fall down so he could stand up. This is what we're seeing. We're not blind. We're not dumb. We're not stupid. Is this the type of leadership you want to lead this country for 5 years? We don't even want that. And this is why I started my friend Muff Roll. We don't want that.
Give us
another option.
At the beginning of the conversation, this had to been a condemnation to politicians across the board. This wasn't about the FNM or
yes,
the PLP.
Yes, it ain't a PLP FNM talk. It's about
us being able to make a decision
in
that this vomit that they breaststroke
incompetence
through and try to be able to shovel off with ladles into the Bahamian people's mouth for us to be able to accept, this needs to stop. This is all I'm saying to you.
And stop it.
This is what I'm saying.
Stop it. Me too. I'm done.
I am tired of this.
I'm done.
Is there nothing for me to live like?
Yeah, I don't even
I got nothing to give my children. Nothing. All of us stuck here. 3/4 of the population of the Bahamas in Nassau.
You hear what Papa just said? He might as well just say
300,000 people live in Nassau and 100,000 people scattered in all the family of islands. And the government can't figure out one way to get me to go back to 8 Mile Rock. The government can't figure out one way to get them people from Auckland to go back to Auckland. But simultaneously, they come here and they say, we need more heads and beds. We need more hotels. We need more opportunities. And cannot figure out how to incentivize the Bahamian people, whether that is the government is going into business with people who build in blocks, whether that is the government going into business who building in the shingles, whether that the government has gone into business and saying that our public-private partnership and for you to be able to do what you ought to do, we can give you this amount off if you want to be able to build in your home. So the government has done nothing to assist us.
You can do abaco pine.
Nothing.
You can do coal.
Nothing.
Yeah, you can do fishing.
All them pine with laying on the ground in Grand Bahama look like matchsticks all over the place. They have done nothing to take these, to fix these up and say, maybe we can build some log cabins with this. Maybe we could do this. Nobody thinking about nothing. Only they thinking about the next big anchor project like idiots.
But they know how to buy.
This is a stupid thing.
They know how to buy a car for the prime minister. And they know how to buy a plane. They got them two things right. They know how to get these things.
The whole world moving away from these mammoth projects and into the intimacy that they could be able to commune. The same model of people to people is now being explored the world over. And nobody figured this out yet. Nobody. This entire concept that came from the bosom of the Bahamas that is being explored the world over has been rejected by us to be able to take on another external element. We rejected it. Goth, Bahamianization, we've rejected that. People to people, we've rejected that. The fact that we were number one in tourism, we've slipped significantly. We have become consumed and concerned of what's happening from an external standpoint. And the examples of what's happening, especially this time in politics, says that conviction and strength in leadership is the thing that can get you over. And our leadership is still wishy-washy. We got to stop this, God. We got to stop playing these games.
Tell them, hold on to the lines. You're going to get back to them, Howard, because
stop playing these games.
They run you hot today. You're hot in the studio. You're hot. You're hot.
I want to go back to 8 Mile Rock and build something. I can't take the people things to Grand Bahama. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic.
We ship also to the Family Island.
Get to stacking up the flavor at Burger King Nassau with its new Stacker King lineup. It doesn't get any bigger, better, or meatier than the Stacker Kings, which feature bacon, cheese, and a delicious stacker sauce, all piled on as many flame-grilled Whopper patties as you can handle. For the chicken lovers, try the all-new Crispy Chicken Stacker, or pile your mornings high with a croissant sandwich stacker loaded with meat, cheese, and stacker sauce on a warm, flaky croissant. Don't miss out on the bold flavors of the Stacker King collection, available at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, live and in full effect. Y'all are joking out here. We're just being able to be as honest as we can. I don't care how much you love your organization. I love politics myself, but I really care for and yearn productivity. I'm sitting here with Garth on the second hour, being able to do these things. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's happening?
And good afternoon, Garth.
Hey, my brother.
Hey, like, yeah, I'm glad to hear the sentiments coming from you guys today when it relates to trying to make a difference in this country. You know, I really proud of you guys, right? Really young, right? Because y'all are realizing that a change need to happen in the Bahamas, but there's only one thing, right? I have a little difficulty, right, with. Now, how would you from Grand Bahama? Mm-hmm. And I would like to see a man like you inside the house who's telling me for real, right? Because of your passion, right?
I appreciate you, Gus.
I really would like to see that. So I hope that in the future we could hear more about your aspiration when you know in politics and where that can take off, right? I'm gonna wait to hear that. And also, Mr. Garth, right? I also interested in seeing you become a politician, right? Because we need new faces with new ideas inside our house with family, because Stevie Wonder blind play together then see that the PLP and the FNM ain't making no sense. Now, here's the question. Which one of these institutions did you guys plan? You don't have to tell me right now, because I'll wait whenever that happens. Which one of these parties that you plan to join to help change this country? I'll wait to hear the response. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. I have no desire to join any political organization. None. I have no desire. Now, I can't tell you all that I don't live. I live outside of reality. I live in reality, and I know what exists in these particular spaces. I know that people could come to you and lure you with all kind of the carrot, the golden carrot mm-hmm. that you desire. But if I'm going to be honest with you, I am content in where I am, and I try to figure out where I could be more effective. I don't think I could be effective in the PLP, and I don't think I could be effective in the FNM. Not because there's not space for effectiveness in their organizations. There's no space for outspoken.
For Howard.
There's no space for people who have conviction. There's only space for people who conform, right? I'm too old to conform. What that means is that the convictions that I carry and what I believe in is something that grew me up, that I carried with me my whole life. I can't put it down now. And that's why a lot of politicians tell me, Howard, you're still young, give you some more time. They don't mean that they need more time for maturity. They need more time for me to be able to drop these convictions. Mm-hmm. As I go through the real tribulations of life, there is expectation that I'll ease up off certain convictions so I could take care of my family as my hair gets grayer. Mm-hmm. And so they could use me as my hair gets grayer once I let go of these convictions. But to hell with your organization. I don't mm-hmm. need that. I don't need that. And I've proven that I don't need your organization. My convictions, my voice, the way that I speak, my passion found me a microphone. And I give God praise for that.
Much praise.
You understand what I'm saying?
Much praise.
And I could be able to speak and hopefully trouble the stagnant position, the dreams that exist in people's stomach, in mm-hmm. their belly, mm-hmm. and say, it's time for us to wake up in this country. I don't need the House of Assembly to do that, lower or upper chamber. All I need is for you to tune in 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation with Howard Grant. And I'm good. Now, I will get in there to show them how this is supposed to be done. And so I'll just get my $400 and put my name on the people's ballot.
They got a big chair and they're waiting for you.
I might just put my logo for the foundation on the side of that, and you click on that.
Well, I got my own logo, so I good.
You ready to go, God?
Yeah, I even had my logo from last election.
You ready to go? Now, I don't know what constituency. Do I go back to West Grand Bahama? Do I go here in Nassau? Do I present myself in Golden Isles? Do I wait for the constituency
to pop up? You know Brian Browning, we hear that.
Yeah, I went with Brian Browning. What's up, Brian?
That's a good cousin.
Do I wait for the constituency to open up the potential constituency in Clifton? You understand what I'm saying? Where would I be most effective without just being a face of representation, but really being able to give life to what representation means? Let's go for the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, blessed Howard, blessed God.
What's up, my brother?
No, respect God. God, you have opened up a real discipline in what I call realism. I can call you the realist, all right? Now, Howard, we want you in Golden Isles to bring some smiles, right? But here's why I want you in Golden Isles. The psychological operation that Mr. Miller is running, right? I'm glad Chris called, the Rasta man called, who and said that he's still pushing this narrative about someone having a controlled business where they burn the coal, right? A kill, right? Like some authorization and oversight, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what I'm saying is, Howard, they need to. Why would you still want to burn coal and you're talking about carbon credits? But I don't see how you and God let this one slip under y'all. Because I on the streets, I on the ground. I'm dying to bury, I ain't your father. Go, listen, man. You ain't noticing these people cutting down these trees and in the hurricane season and people finding a reason to cut down these big trees? You know what? I just think street smart too, you know. Listen to me when I say this. These people cutting down trees, there's no reason to cut them down, and you know where these things going. And who was behind this? You see, you ain't noticed that. You didn't notice that they're cutting down trees when there's no need to. You haven't noticed that. So when they're clearing these land, and where you think these things going out, when you burn coal, you're still creating an environmental factor, and you're still taking away the carbon credits and the ability to offset carbon. So it's counterintuitive. I mean, thank God our islands are sparsely populated, but be not behind this table when these guys sitting down with these people with these briefcases with newspaper in it. Be not behind this table. Wake up, man. You cannot see these people duping us. We don't need no coal operation going on because it was going on too long. Yes. You see what I'm saying? If God could observe Michael Lewis turned into a wasteland. NASA's only 7 by 21. Everybody knows someone. Someone knows someone. Are you trying to tell me now we can keep cutting down all the trees? Give that a subdivision everywhere? How imprudent, how imbecilic can your mind be for you, an island as very small as us, as the New Providence, and you still have your mind but cutting down coal? Mm-hmm. I mean, if somebody clear their land and somebody has a dump site and they take the wood that the poison like that, but it's all commercialized now. So they will find reason to cut trees down and sell it. And that shouldn't be right because how could be a... That's a very good call.
52, I appreciate your telephone call. Let me take a next telephone call. Last call before we get out of here. Go ahead. God, that's the show. I want to be able to be very clear. Let me see if I can read this text real quick. It says, Mr. Howard Grant and Mr. Garth Roseborough, enjoying your Tuesday show today and Monday. Love how you all stated, in order for a company or an entity or a nation to progress more upwardly or better, we need to fire people. Okay, then... So for the Bahamas to progress more upwardly and better successfully, then the Bahamas needs to fire both the FNM and the PLP. Parties for the governance all at once. Now, the FNM and the PLP sit out or repent, reform, and rebuild themselves for the better. But now, in the meantime, Howard and Garth, we need to replace them with a more passionate, caring political parties led by Mr. Garth Roseborough, on Mr. Devin Russell, with Mr. Howard Grant as chief chairman strategist and Mr. Godfrey Delavaux as chief secretary general, thinking about it, pause, reflect on it for a few days, let it sink in, get it together, discuss it, think of all the other capable men and women that you can carry on board and help to govern the Bahamas. For me to be able to get in governance of this particular magnitude, I'd like to be able to get in governance first. I know a lot about it. I've read a lot about it, but I've never lived it. You understand what I'm saying? And so for me to be able to understand the intimacy that involves in here before I say I get over, take over a whole country, I'd like to be able to have a hands-on experience and know these things. And I think more politicians need to know that, that you have to get in the game before you make a determination. Because you're already sitting on the sidelines, you know, calling plays. Mm-hmm. You playing to anyone, you on the sidelines saying, that's a foul, that's a this, that's it. You need to shut up and get the game. You need to shut up and get the game, right? Howard, please don't run in Freeport for your own sake, right?
Lord
Jesus. Right? Says, Howard, please don't run in Freeport and you forsake us. They don't want us to, I guess that's good.
They want me to stay here?
They want me to stay here?
Yeah.
Where you want me to go?
We can talk about another show.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah. Let me say, I can talk to you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so much, God. I thank you for showing up and being able to jam with me and talk the way that we are. It's time for us to wake up and get out of this stoop and this muck and mire of what we call politics and the lack of progression in our society. It's time for us to really make a decision of productivity from an individual standpoint with the expectation of real change in this country.
Gotta get it right.
Let's get these things right, guys. Gonna take this we're gonna see you tomorrow, God spare life, right here on The Foundation. Have a great day, guys.